Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Kiley.
I'm Josh Hugh.
And this is Engaging Culture, a podcast presented by Bridgeway Christian Church. On today's episode, we're just going to go ahead and announce this will be the last Engaging Culture podcast episode we will be recording. We're going to talk a little bit about why we started this podcast in the first place, why we're stepping away, and most importantly, what's coming next from Bridgeway Podcasting that you can look forward to coming up real soon. All of that, and that's about it on this episode of Engaging
No
Culture.
No fun!
I say all of that and more, but I feel like I pretty much covered it.
That's it. Nothing else.
So, all right. Well, hi, everybody. Brian and Josh. Pastor Brian and Pastor Josh with you, I should say. That sounded so self-aggrandizing.
Well, hello. I'm Reverend Josh.
His Holiness, Josh Ute. Josh, we are in the middle of Camp Kidsway Week here at Bridgeway.
Yes.
It's been lots of fun.
It has been a lot of
fun. You've been leading worship.
I have, which is super fun. Actually, leading worship for Camp Kidsway is probably more fun than leading worship for adults, only because when you hear kids singing worship songs full-throated and just into it, it like melts your heart, and it's like it's so hard to not be weepy up there, because it's just so beautiful and such a sweet, sweet opportunity. So it's really a privilege.
Yeah.
I actually planned my sabbatical around being able to still do Camp Kidsway.
Yeah, which I mean, I think it says something that we've got Pastor Dylan, we've got you, we've got Jeff Eberhardt. Those are three members of our senior leadership team, the highest level leaders in the church who are part of the Camp Kidsway band. I think that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty fun.
But as great as you guys are, you have been absolutely upstaged by the kids we've had on stage, including your daughter.
Including my daughter, who if you knew what she looked like when she was in third grade versus what she looks like now, she has turned into this little woman, and I can't get away from people telling me, wow, she looks so adult. It's like, I don't know!
Stop it!
Yes, this is my nightmare!
Yeah.
She's now leading as a volunteer and is out of the program and having a blast.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Really and cool. All the other kids up there are just awesome. The
Absolutely.
Dance moves. It's been great. So Camp Kidsway has been awesome. I, on the other hand, have been contributing very little. I just sort of stand around and smile.
As for you.
Try to tell people where to go. Yeah. Really play to my strengths.
Yeah.
You know,
same as a weekend service.
I said to someone this morning, I'm just going to stand here and look pretty. May as well play to my strengths. And they laughed, which I thought was rude. But anyway, Josh, best thing that you've seen this week other than Camp Kidsway?
Yes. So my son wants to save money for a computer. Now, not just any computer, it's a gaming computer so that he can run coding software. He's 10, mind you. But he's really into this, and so he's very excited. So he decided, well, I'm going to raise money. And so he's been power washing trash cans to raise money.
Okay.
But what I really love is he said the first $100 I'm going to give to the church so that they can give it to the refugee food fund through Free Rain, which is what Kidsway is doing. And so he got $100, and that's exactly where it went.
Dude.
And so it was just so incredible that we didn't tell him to do that. We didn't suggest it. He just said, this is what I want to do.
Wow.
And so, so he gave his first $100 away. He's up to about $600.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's trying to save up to about $800
so
and try to earn that so he can buy this a computer that actually will do the things, not just the cheapest version.
Yeah.
But it was really incredible, his generous heart and just thinking through that.
That's a lot of trash cans.
It is a lot of trash cans. At $10 a pop, it's a lot of trash cans. He's learning that it's a lot of trash cans.
But there's so many things I love about that. Number one, I mean, not in order, but the entrepreneurial spirit to go, okay, I'm going to go out and actually provide a service and try to make money. Number two, that heart for generosity, which I think speaks to you and Johanna as parents, that's been instilled in him. I think to our Kidsway team, where he is every week, that they've instilled that kind of vision for generosity and just that desire for him to do that. And just willing to kind of work to get something that he wants. I just think all of that is pretty pretty phenomenal. So
it's pretty amazing.
Cool, I love it.
What's your best thing?
A couple of best things. I'm going to cheat. Number one, my son is he's turning. Well, the day this comes out, June 25th is his birthday. And yesterday, June 23rd, he had been wanting to go to a baseball game in a quote unquote real stadium because we love going to ball games at Sacramento Ballpark. Very easy, very convenient, but right. It's a minor league park. Yes. So the A's were playing in San Francisco. We went down, went to the game. The game was actually kind of lame, but my two sons were able to go. My brother, who lives in San Francisco, who's just a blast to hang out with, got to hang out at his place for a little bit before the game and see my nephew, who's like 5 months old. And it was just a great time and just a fun memory. And then I want to shout out, thank the good people at InterVarsity Press who sent me a free copy of my favorite author, Brian Zahn's book, Unseen Existences, of heaven, earth, and divine mystery of all things. This is not a paid promotion. I'm not required to say this, but I love Brian Zahn. He challenges me. I don't always agree with him, but maybe that means I'm wrong. But I love the way he thinks, and I'm absolutely loving the book. So
that's awesome.
Unseen Existences just came out. It's been a lot of fun. All right. Now that we've got that out of the way.
What a smooth transition. Wow. It's like we've been doing this for years.
Like we've been doing it for years. So as I said in the open, Pastor Josh, this is our last episode of the Engaging Culture podcast. In good time, too, since you're about to go on sabbatical for two months.
Absolutely.
But we want to talk a little bit about why just the concept of engaging culture, not just the show, but the practice matters, and kind of where this show was meant to fit in all of that. And then we'll shift to a little bit of why we're quitting. Why, big picture, do you think kind of cultural engagement on behalf of Christians, or on the part of Christians, I should say, is important?
I think it's incredibly important because we need to be as informed as possible with what's going on in our communities so that we can seek the good for our communities. And oftentimes, our political rhetoric or our sociological bubbles that we all live in, every single one of us, will keep us from seeing what's for the greater good well beyond what we are or what's normal for us.
Yeah.
And I think the more that we can stay informed, the more that we can actually engage with what's happening, we go back to Paul's words, we are to be in the world but not of the world. Yeah. And I think all too often we choose. As Christians, we either choose to completely remove ourselves from the world altogether, or we're so inundated with we're just of the world.
Yeah.
And finding that balance, the hope, I think, with this podcast is really to strike the balance between those two.
Yeah, that's right. And I just think churches in general and Christians in general, I guess, we need to be voices for kind of health and sanity in the world, because there's so much vitriol, there's so much harshness, there's so much tribalism, so much kind of shallow reactionary thinking that it is incumbent upon us as Christ followers to show the world a Christ-like and spirit-led alternative. And I think there are just some aspects of life in the modern world that make it really, really challenging to know how to engage. Number one, I think I agree with your original point that like we need to be informed to the extent that it really helps us engage and seek the good of our communities.
Yeah.
The flip side of that is it can be difficult to know what do I really need to pay attention to and what do I not, right? Last night while we were walking around the Giants baseball stadium before the game, my brother and I were actually discussing this very issue of like kind of the tension he feels about, I need to be informed, but also I don't want to give my life to just constant commentary.
Right.
And I do think that it is a difficult balance. I mean, I'm using balance here. It's the same concept, but in a little bit of a different way than you were, of going, yes, we need to be aware. But actually, I was kind of making the counter argument to him last night going, I actually think there are a lot of issues we don't need to know that much about because we're not going to change it.
Well, we're not going to change it. And it's so cyclical. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But there are a lot of things that feel like really big deals.
Yeah.
But if you missed it 2 weeks from now, nobody's talking about it anymore. It's like, our culture is moving so fast.
Right.
It's not the 24-hour news cycle. It's the 15-minute news cycle.
Right.
It's everything is like the biggest deal for 15 minutes, and then there's a new big thing, and everybody's forgotten about that piece. And so I think there's a little bit of help of being like, how do I pay attention to the things that matter and filter out the things that just don't?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's part of what we tried to do on this show is really bring up issues that either they are kind of directly connected to a Christian worldview and how do we operate in the world as Christ followers, or they were topics that we really felt like would make a difference in the lives of our listeners, in the lives of our congregation. And, you know, you and I have just seen this plenty, that it's so easy for Christians to get caught up in mirroring culture.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, how many of it's a cliche now. Right. The person on like X or some other platform who's got like Christ first or something in their bio and just spews the harshest,
right.
most like obviously partisan, like just mean spirited, yeah. I mean, yeah. profane stuff.
Right.
And it's easy to mirror culture instead of providing that kind of clear and winsome alternative to it. And that's, I think, across Bridgeway, from our preaching
oh, totally.
To different things we put out. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say we do this perfectly, but we yeah. want to be an alternative to that. And the goal was that this podcast would hopefully be kind of a training ground to help us learn to apply, like what Pastor Lance says, calm wisdom to these challenging issues we face.
Absolutely. And part of Bridgeway's DNA, and because this really stems from Lance, and he'll say this at every newcomers, like introducing Bridgeway in the you know, newcomers dinner, he will say, this is a challenging environment.
Yeah.
My goal is to challenge you with a lot of different things. And so I think part of what was great about Engaging Culture was that we were able to push each other and to really challenge one another to think beyond what we would normally do. So much of talk radio is about confirming your bias that you already have, whether yeah. that's left, right, or center, it doesn't really matter. That so much of it is built around affirming your already held beliefs.
Yeah.
And I think part of what we were hoping to do and tried to do was to challenge each other in that, to think beyond what's comfortable and to really engage with what these topics really mean, as opposed yeah. to, let me just tell you the things you already believe and affirm it.
Right.
And, you know, and that has its own challenges itself.
Does it?
Yes. yes, it does.
It obviously does. So I don't know. I mean, well, Josh, this sounds like a worthwhile podcast then. Why right. are we quitting?
I'm incredibly lazy, and I am a man who does not like work. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that about covers it.
That about covers
listening.
It. Thanks, Liz. No. You know, for me, what has really happened is a lot of our news has become cyclical, and we were oftentimes trying to figure out where we go. Like, yeah. how do we talk about this in a different way when it's really the same thing? There's this worship of politics within our society,
yeah.
And that is unhealthy. But, like, I'm not interested in only talking about politics
yeah.
for the rest of my life. Like, it's incredibly draining,
yeah.
to be honest. It's the idea of, like, challenging this authority or challenging this thought pattern or challenging this point of view, like – when it's the same one over and over and over again, it's like, there's nothing new under the sun. I get it. Ecclesiastes was on to something, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think you can blah, blah, blah.
You know, I was going to let it slide, but yeah, in so general, maybe
like,
not.
Like yada, yada, in yeah, the resurrection.
You can't
like,
yada, yada that.
And then Jesus, you know, yada, yada, ascended. What? yeah. So, yeah. So, like, for me, that was a really big sticking point, is we just got to a point where it's like, I feel like we're only talking about the same things because that's the only stuff that's really getting any attention in our culture right now. What about you?
Yeah, it felt that way. And it is, I don't know, it's a little bit funny. Maybe I'm just a slow learner that we're kind of stopping this for the same reasons that Pastor Lance and I quit in 2020, which
yeah.
for those who are new to the show, Pastor Lance and I did the podcast for something like 4 years. And then we took a break for a long time. And then Pastor Judah and I resurrected it in the beginning of 2024, and then Pastor Josh, you came on start of 2025. Is that right?
Yeah.
So
I killed it.
So
yeah, it was. It's my fault.
But no. So we've been at this for 2.5 years now, and it is true that just so much of the news is so overtly political in nature, and I would actually love to talk about some of these broader societal issues. I would love to talk about the problem of character or lack thereof in leadership. I would love to talk about how can Christians be a witness for Christ-like principles in a world and in an area where we have leaders that are just really failing to exude anything yeah. close to that on so many different fronts. Like, don't hear me talking about one specific area. I mean,
right.
it's so many different fronts. But it's become increasingly clear that it is really difficult to do that as pastors, as a church, because whether we like it or not, there are so many in the world who just so view the world through this partisan lens that if I say something about the character of a leader, or if I say something for or against a decision that was made, it just ends up getting interpreted through a partisan lens, right, which that's not the way I'm trying to process the world. To the best of my ability, I'm trying to process the world through a biblical lens. Now, I'm human and I'm sinful and I have a heart that deceives me like everyone else. But like, that's what I'm trying to do. I think I would be more interested in continuing this podcast if I felt like we could just talk a little more openly about those issues with the understanding.
Right.
This is not about a partisan worldview. It's about trying to think biblically about what's happening in the world. But that's not possible, and a lot of the news is cyclical.
A lot of news is cyclical. And honestly, I think if we weren't a church, which with the mandate that we have, which is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, which means leading people in amounts that they are ready for and can handle. Because if you lead at a pace that they can't keep up with, you're not doing any good. You're only making yourself feel better. Like, that's not really helpful.
Yeah.
And so I think if we weren't a church, there'd be a lot more freedom in doing that. But our mandate is, a very gospel-centric point of view. We are talking about the gospel. We are trying to make disciples of Jesus. And while this was one area of doing that, we're finding that we're not being as effective as we would want to be, because some of these pieces are just too big of roadblocks for some folks.
Yeah.
And those who could really benefit aren't going to listen, because there's just a lot of head. And I get it. It's there are times when it's just like, man, that's really difficult to kind of digest and to go through. But at the same time, it's like, if it's not effective, then why are we doing it this way?
Yeah, I think you're right. And the transformational possibilities of kind of our commentary style show, we were just realizing we're not really there. So we're going to talk in just a quick second about where we're going to shift our focus. But I do want to throw in just one other reason why is that our buddy Pastor Judah, when he stepped away from staff, which love him and got to spend a little time with him this last Friday, which was a treat.
Oh, cool.
The fact is the loss of his voice. He was a really valuable part of the show. And I think we're pretty great, Pastor Judah. I can hardly say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
But, the show obviously lost something without his voice and I think became a little less fun for everyone involved. He was such an integral part.
Yeah.
And anyway, just that wasn't the only thing by any means. The bigger reasons were all the stuff we've talked about, but that was part of it. So we are shifting our focus. We're not getting rid of podcasting at Bridgeway.
Oh, no, not at all.
We are launching a new show in the fall, which we'll say more about that in just a second. But also over the summer, on our Bridgeway podcast stream, we're going to be releasing an interview next week with Dr. Carmen Imes, who's going to be here speaking at Coffee and Theology. I can't wait to sit down with her. She is brilliant. I am a huge fan. She was terrific when she was here last year. I'm in the middle of reading my second of her books that I've read, and it's just phenomenal. So she's going to be terrific. And then Dr. Mark Glanville, who's also going to be here for what I think is going to be a really fun Coffee and Theology, talking about kind of the intersection between jazz and Christianity. And there's going to be a professional upright bass player here. It's going to be a whole thing on July 7th. I'll record an interview with him while he's here. And then, I don't know, I'm just trying to shake some trees and see who else wants to come and talk to me. And try to release some interviews over the summer. But come the fall, talk to us about the podcast we're going to be releasing.
So we're going to be releasing a podcast called Formed. And this is a discipleship podcast that's about having conversations that help us become and grow into Scripture-soaked, Spirit-led disciples of Jesus. That is the hope. And while we may deal with some topical things from time to time, we're really getting back into the basics. So our first month is actually going to be on this idea of worldview and what constitutes a Christian worldview. Why is that important? How should we think about these things? And what are some competing worldviews that we find within the church, within the Christian context, that we should really be paying attention to? And full disclosure, you guys get to know that behind the scenes. We recorded the first month already.
Yeah.
And what I was really encouraged by was I thought, these are the kinds of conversations that could really help build a strong foundation of discipleship.
Yeah.
And that that strong foundation of discipleship leads to transformation.
Yeah.
That we'd all get to experience that together. But,
yeah. No, that's absolutely right. And I think that this style of podcast, number one, forgive the cliche, but it kind of helps us keep the main thing the main thing. We're talking about Christian spiritual formation and how do we grow and how are we formed as disciples of Jesus in the midst of a world that is constantly trying to shape us into its image. What does it look like to be formed as image bearers of God and to kind of live out of that identity? And really, I think in a lot of ways, Josh, the idea that we would be formed and shaped and rooted in a biblical worldview with Christ-like character led by the Holy Spirit, you got to think that's going to lead to a lot more health when it comes to engaging culture than necessarily, you know, listening to us give our opinions about different things. So I'm excited about our first month's worth of material. Pastor Lance came on with us and he was terrific. And, you know, as we move forward, we'll talk about mental health. We'll be able to, I think that's our plan for October.
Yeah.
And then I've talked to a few different of our staff members about this already, and there's even excitement among them because I've said, hey, this allows us to leverage the expertise of our staff to come on and talk about different topics where they have something to offer that I think is really going to help us as a church grow in some different ways.
Absolutely. I think one of the huge benefits of this formatting is you're going to be able to hear from some of our pastors who don't get a lot of stage time, and there's an incredible amount of brilliance and insight and just different ways of viewing things that I find incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
You know, the more time that I spend with Pastor Heather and just hearing from her and kind of hearing how she processes the world and how she processes different things within the church and Christianity, it's just like, man, this is so good.
Yeah.
And I wish more people had access to it. And I think the new podcast is really going to help us do that. The other thing that might actually turn out to be the downfall of the new podcast is we're capturing it in video.
Oh, boy.
As well. So here's why video helps. It's good promotion.
We're very good looking.
No.
Wait, sorry.
Speak for yourself. I look like a homunculus, whatever. But the value of it.
Homunculus? That's not even a word. Anyway, go on. Maybe it is.
You can look it up.
Educate me later.
It's unflattering. We're able to get this onto YouTube in a way that could make it more accessible for more folks. Brian and I have realized that we are now strongly middle-aged. And when we were told by our younger staff members, like, oh, yeah, I listen to podcasts through YouTube, we both looked at them like,
huh?
Why?
But why?
but they're just talking. Why would you want a video? It's like, oh, no, I just put the video down in the little corner and like, and I do other things. Like, yeah, but why? But
that's what a podcast is for.
That's what a podcast is for. So, but apparently this is how younger generations are consuming their podcast, because then they look in from time to time and get to see it. And so our video team is helping us, and Creative Arts is helping us to not produce. It's still pretty low budget, but it looks nice and it's going to be helpful. And so there's just going to be a lot of ways to consume that. The other thing that's going to change for us as a church is, instead of having multiple podcast streams, we're going to bring everything into one house. So our sermons and the Forum podcast are actually going to be found on the same spot.
Yep.
And so what that helps us do is it just helps us reach our church without creating these, which podcast lane are you in, all that kind of stuff. We won't be transferring all of our stuff over. So the Engaging Culture podcast stream will still live for until we just see that nobody's paying attention to it anymore. Not that there's all that many now, but we'll be able to get everything into one place, make it easier for people to consume whatever podcast streams they do want from Bridgeway.
Yep.
And so that's really a big part of why it's going to wait till the fall as well. I'm on sabbatical starting this Friday and we'll be out through the end of August. Pastor Brian, you've got vacation in the middle
coming up,
there. And so we're just like, let's get this recorded now and then we'll record October and September, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But that's kind of the reasons for the pause, is so that when we launch it, we actually have something every single week already going.
Yep. So should be helpful. That's certainly going to be the goal. I'm excited to, again, bring in different staff, have conversations around topics that really matter. And I think, you know, just personally, both for myself, for my family, for my community group, I just have really found myself leaning into this idea of formation so much recently, which is like obviously not a new concept, but that idea of we are just formed and shaped so much by what we give our attention to, by the practices of our lives and all of that. And to have a show where we're able to really be intentional about kind of helping to promote health in that area. Yeah. If we do our jobs, Pastor Josh.
That's a big if, but thank you.
I think it'll be worthwhile and honoring to the Lord and helpful. So last thing I'll say is I do want to thank so many of you over the years have come up to us in the lobby, have told us, hey, you're listening and you appreciate what you hear. You've given us suggestions for things to talk about. And you've just really been kind to us in the way that you have participated in the show and expressed your appreciation for the show. Yeah. So in so many ways, we are spoiled to get to do what we do with the people that we do it with. And that includes all of you who tune in week after week and are kind enough to give us feedback. So we really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Watch for Formed on the Bridgeway Sermons podcast in the fall and a few summer interviews between now and then. Bye-bye. Thank you.